in Lech Lecha, in the Akedah section that we even read every morning, it says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Avraham got up in the morning. And of course we know he got up to pray. He established Shachrit, where it says somewhere else. But we know when he got up in the morning, he went to pray. So here it shows, Vayachavosh et Hamaro, he saddled his donkey. And this could mean he wore tefillin to pray. Because Vayachavosh, like it says, Pe'ercha chavosh alecha. Hashem told the Navi Yechezkel to wear tefillin because he was in mourning. So that's how we learn the word chavosh is about tefillin. And chamoro, his chomriyut, his materialistic, meaning his body, put tefillin on his body. Now, vaykach et shenei naravito, this could be the two straps. He brought the two straps to go down because that's the two ne'arav. Evet Yitzchak beno. Then it says, vayvaka ase ola, vayakom vayelech el hamakom. Four things, asher amar lo halukim. So this could be the four worlds. Because vayvaka ase ola, he split the wood. That's like asiya, the Beit HaMikdash, splitting wood, bringing the ketoret, meaning it's just showing that he got up, he put tefillin, he's praying the morning with the four worlds. First he did asiya, which is the wood. Then vayakom, he got up, which is Baruch She'amar, is we get up because we're reaching the next world of Yitzira. And then vayelech, like ublechtecha baderech of Shema. He went to the next world. And then el hamakom, to where God is. That's the Amidah, is Atzilut, where God alone is. Asher amar lo halukim. So it's just interesting how you see the whole formula of Shachrit over here, and you can have all the kavanot you want for the four worlds when you're saying this in the morning.